Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. From the older preachers around the world, today from the United States, we have Sister Honora Werner. Sister Honora is an itinerant preacher doing retreats, parish missions, and other pulpit preaching, and is a member of the Caldwell Dominicans. Her preaching today is entitled, What's in a Name?
From Acts of the Apostles. The church in Jerusalem sent Barnabas to go to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain faithful to the Lord, for he was a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. A large number of people was added to the Lord. He went to Tarsus and to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year, they met with the church and taught a large number of people. It was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. From Psalm 87, of Zion they shall all say, one and all were born in her. And the one who has established her is the Most High Lord. This man was born there, and they shall sing, my home is within you. And from the Gospel of John, you do not believe because you're not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. What's in a name? A rose by any other name, of course. Or at home as a child, young lady, be careful. Your behavior reflects on the whole family. Take care of the family name. So today we hear of Barnabas, whose name, we are told, means son of encouragement. And today we hear that upon arrival in Antioch, he rejoiced at God's grace so evident among the people there, and that he encouraged them in their newfound faith. Then we hear that in that city for the first time, disciples were called Christian. Imagine being named after Jesus himself. The psalm sings of people from all over the world identifying as children of Zion, where their true home is God's own city, the holy city. John has Jesus telling people that he is the Son of the Heavenly Father. Imagine such temerity. Finally, Jesus tells them and us that he is a shepherd like his Father, and he tends the Father's flock, meaning all people. Is there an identity crisis here? Not at all. But we need to ask, what do all these names mean for us? Well, like Barnabas, we are called into community, whether in quarantine or not. And there, amidst our sisters and brothers, we are encouragers. We make it easier for people to be good and holy. We make it even joyous. Hallelujah. Yes, it is still Easter. And in a most special way, we pray for strength for the newly baptized or for those awaiting that rebirth, our prayers encouraging them to faithfulness. Then we hear ourselves named after Jesus. What great care we must take to keep our family name, Christian, unsullied, whether at home or out and about, of course, gloved and masked. We are Christian. Where is our home? The psalmist says anywhere in the world, since the whole world is God's home, God's temple on earth. No wonder we care as we are able for every bit of creation. Every day is Earth Day for us. And because Jesus calls himself God's Son and calls us his sisters and brothers, we too are God's children by adoption in baptism. Clearly, we participate in the family business, shepherding the sheep and the lambs of God's fold. So what's in a name? I'd say plenty.